Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. Today we will review two common atrial ECG rhythms, atrial fibrillation, or AFib, and atrial flutter, or A-flutter. In atrial fibrillation and atrial flutter, the stimulus for atrial contraction isn't the primary pacemaker of the heart, the SA node. In atrial fibrillation, there are multiple areas of the atria producing electrical stimulus, resulting in chaotic activity. On the ECG, we will see a rhythm that is irregularly irregular and has no discernible P waves. It'll have a very jagged isoelectric line and generally narrow complex QRS. In atrial flutter, the external electrical stimulus starts in the atria away from the SA node, but travels in an atrial circuit. Because there's a regular pathway, the P waves will have a consistent morphology that is sometimes referred to as a sawtooth pattern. The rhythm is regular compared to AFib. In both cases, the rapid atrial electrical impulses can make it to the AV node and result in rapid ventricular rate. A rate over 150 may require immediate intervention if the patient has a sudden decrease in consciousness, hypotension identified as a systolic blood pressure less than 90, signs of shock such as ashy skin or delayed capillary refill, or if accompanied by ischemic chest pain. Many of these patients will complain of palpitations and can suffer orthostatic hypotension from even minor or gradual positional changes. Patients with signs or symptoms that indicate they're unstable should be cardioverted with a synchronized shock. Use the manufacturer's suggested setting for biphasic defibrillators, and remember that the shock can take a few seconds to be delivered after pushing the button, so don't touch the patient until after you're positive the shock was delivered. At rates over 150, it is often difficult to tell AFib and A-flutter. For a stable patient, we would consider administration of 6 mg adenosine rapid IV push after attempting vagal maneuvers. Remember that adenosine is not effective for the treatment of AFib or flutter, but it does temporarily slow the heart, allowing us to identify the underlying rhythm. If we see AFib or flutter after administering adenosine to a stable tachycardic patient, we may consider switching to a different therapy such as calcium channel blocker or beta blocker before administration of the 12 mg dose. I hope that you found this review of atrial fib and atrial flutter helpful. Thanks for listening and good luck with your class.